There's a lot of talk today because it is the 14th of February, so there's romance and there's Valentine's and there's relationships.
Well, there's been a lot of warnings issued today by both the ACCC and other authorities about the scammers that are out there, particularly on dating websites.
Jan Marshall is a case in point. She was fleeced of something like, well, more than $250,000. They met online. She met a man called Eamon Donegal Dublane. Now, there's a name that you're probably going to get the pronunciation correct. On a website called Plenty of Fish, which is a popular dating website, there was a whirlwind online romance. She accepted a marriage proposal. Everything changed. He turned out to be the man of her nightmares. But she's done something to try and help other people and warn them by writing about her experience, which I think is a pretty brave thing to do when you've gone through all of this. She's on the line with us now. Hello, Jan.
Hi there, John. Hi there, Gary.
Hi, Jan. Look, thanks for joining us and congratulations on having the courage to step forward and talk about this. Let's just go back to the start. How did this romance begin?
Well, I had actually moved from Brisbane to Melbourne to take a job opportunity and wanted somebody to, you know, be a companion to explore Victoria with. So I went online. It was the first time I'd done it and was approached within a day or so by Eamon, and he was in America at that stage, and I said, why are you contacting me in Australia? Because I want to explore Victoria. He said, oh, I'll go anywhere for the right person. And it went on from there.
Gee, I'll tell you what, you must have thought, how easy is this when you first started doing it? I mean, within a day you've had a response, and he seems like a decent bloke.
Yes, that's right.
And until he started asking you for money.
Yes.
When did that begin?
Well, even then, you know, I didn't think there was anything wrong with that at the time. It took me a little bit to make a decision. This is about 5 or 6 weeks in. You know, by that time, I already thought of this as the partner of the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And, you know, in those sort of circumstances, your money is my money. We do what we do together.
Of course.
But you hadn't physically met him, though.
No, I hadn't physically met him. But I'd been having constant contact with him on the phone, on emails, on text. So there'd been a lot of contact.
Right, right. But I think a lot of people might be listening, Jan. They might think, well, but why did you give him money without having met him?
Because this was the man of my dreams.
Yeah.
You know, and this is how they do it. They build up such a level of intimacy, such a level of romance that you will do anything.
Yeah. And did the money come in dribs and drabs, or was it a large amount of money? How did that happen?
It was some large amount, but some smaller amount. It was to do with materials for his business in Dubai at that stage. He'd gone there to work on a pipeline. There was tax he needed to pay. Then he got mugged for going to pay the taxes. Then trying to get out of the country, he had a car accident as he was going to the airport. And his driver got killed and he was in hospital. All the stuff you hear about in scams happened to me.
And at what moment did it finally click for you that, you know, this is just a little bit of a stretch, this story?
Look, it was only after he finally supposedly got on a plane to go back to England, where his money was and I was expecting to get my money returned, and he didn't contact me and I couldn't contact him, that I realised it was a scam. There'd been points earlier where I thought, this could be a scam. Am I doing the right thing? But I always thought a scammer wouldn't be this intimate.
Well, look,
that's the trick.
That's right.
Yeah, yours is not an uncommon story. You've started a support group for survivors of online dating fraud, and you've also bravely written a book called Romance Scam Survivor. So where can we get this book?
It's up on Amazon. It's up on Booktopia. Any good bookstore should be able to get it for you.
Okay. Look, good luck, Jan, and thanks for your time and for what you've had to say. Because I think there'll be people listening to this and thinking, you know, they may have gone through similar things. In fact, Gary, you know, whenever scams are talked about and you talk to the people who investigate, they reckon there's so many people who are too embarrassed to put their hand up. I don't want to tell the police about this, because how is it going to look that I've been conned out of this, and how looking foolish?
That's exactly right. You wonder how much money people are pulling out of this country.
That's right.
Every day.
That's right.
And that's just one story.
Yep.
One drop in the ocean.
Jan Marshall's the name. It's Romance Scam Survivor is the book.